You're listening to SBS News.
For children from any background, starting school can be challenging. But for children from asylum seeker families living in Australia on a bridging visa, it's even more difficult. The Sydney Alliance brings together different community organisations, unions and faith groups, and it's been running a campaign with Canterbury Bankstown Council in Sydney to get children from asylum seeker families into unused places in council early childhood centres. The co-chair of that campaign, Alex Hogan, says those early preschool years are crucial in the development of a child.
Basic things like language. We also know that early learning is wonderful for kids developing cognitive and social skills. It's incredible for their cognitive development. And it's also great for children to learn how to relate to other children and establish a routine.
The success of the Canterbury Bankstown scheme is being celebrated this month, and the idea is now also being taken up by Sydney Catholic Early Childhood Services in two of its centres. CEO Francine O'Connor says the cost of childcare of this sort puts it out of reach for most asylum seeker families.
Families seeking asylum do not get the childcare subsidy, so early childhood services are quite prohibitive for a lot of asylum seeking families. They just can't send their children there.
Carolina Cotardo is the director of the Jesuit Refugee Service, which works to support asylum seeker and refugee families on a daily basis. She says families who can't access early childcare then find themselves caught in a no-win situation, as it limits their own employment and education chances in their new country.
With little children, it is essential to be able to access some sort of childcare if people are actually going to be able to work. It's impossible to be able to work and at the same time take care of the children.
Ms. Cotardo says the government doesn't make it easy for asylum seeker families. Alex Hogan says when they approached the local council in Canterbury Bankstown, it became clear that the difficult circumstances faced by asylum seeker families was not common knowledge.
Canterbury Bankstown was one of our first conversations, and when we spoke to some staff there and at council, I think there was a lack of awareness about the fact that these children were really missing out. And for local councils are operators of early learning services, and they understand the incredible value that comes with an early childhood education.
Alex Hogan says the council was enthusiastic about working with the Sydney Alliance, about seeing how access could be opened up, and this month's celebration is a reflection of their success. Now the Sydney Catholic Diocese is continuing the scheme, and although it's a church organisation, Carolina Cotardo says they're not offering places only on the basis of whether or not the family concerned is Catholic. She says the church has a long-standing tradition of helping people in difficult circumstances regardless of their faith background.
So it really is a scheme based on need, and it's in the best interest of the church, because the church is one of the biggest providers and supporters of migrants, refugees and people seeking asylum. So it actually shows the work of the church in action.
Francine O'Connor hopes this can lead to nationwide action.
This will be like a bit of a pilot for us. We'll do some research as we're doing it. We'll collect data so that I can then share the successes, hopefully, with my colleagues around Australia who work for the different dioceses, Catholic dioceses. And hopefully, they could pick it up as well.
The Mayor of Canterbury Bankstown, Carl Asfour, is calling on other councils to follow his city's lead. Alan Lee, SBS News.